So I don't know that we can say with any definitiveness that this is the actual day of the birth of John the Baptist, but the reason why we celebrate it today is because in 6 months, Jesus will be born. And the Annunciation to our Blessed Mother, the 6 months, the timing of Elizabeth's birth, puts it around this day. But also we know those famous words of St. John the Baptist when he says that the Lord must increase and he must decrease. This time of the year is the longest day of the year. And from now on until Christmas, the days will be getting shorter. And then once again, they get brighter. And so the decreasing of the daylight is an indication of the life of John the Baptist, who comes to point to Jesus. And the opening prayer called him St. John the Precursor. I don't know if he's referred to that anywhere else. I've never heard it anywhere else except for the opening prayer for this Mass. This precursor, this one who sets the stage, who prepares the way. And that's what the gospel was saying, this revelation to Zechariah of who his son would be. That his life would be the reason why so many people turn their hearts, turn their life to Jesus. And we know John has the baptism of repentance. And so we heard in the first reading from Jeremiah that great prophecy of claiming him in the womb. Before the birth, the Lord had put a call in Jeremiah. Before the birth, we know the Lord had a call on John the Baptist. The response for a psalm, from my mother's womb, you've been my strength. But just maybe to reflect on that prophecy of the effect of the life of John the Baptist. It's a call that each one of us have also received. And John the Precursor comes before Jesus, but we have the same opportunity because so many people out there have yet to meet the Lord. Maybe so many people in our own families, in our own lives. Maybe some of you sitting here tonight have yet to meet the Lord in a real life-changing, life-transforming way that really caused you to turn your life. John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for the Jesus to be readily accessible by the people. We have that same opportunity, the same invitation, the same challenge. That our lives, our witness, our words can prepare the hearts of the people around us to receive Jesus. So we ask St. John the Baptist for that grace, to be completely docile, surrender to God's plan for our life, whatever it may be, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's not yet fully revealed, we pray for the grace to move with the Lord. So that when the Lord moves by us, when Christ is passing by, just as John the Baptist did, we too can point to him and say, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." Those are the words that every heart needs to hear. Every heart that is laden heavy with sin and pain, they need to know where freedom is found. And each one of us, as the precursor, as the one who goes before, can point to Jesus and say, "Behold, behold the Lamb of God."